Today, the Federal Labor Opposition has announced its plan to rapidly increase the number of electric and renewable fuel cars over the next decade. However, the move to phase out petrol and diesel vehicles is also being pushed by an unlikely source. The motoring body, the NRMA, is calling for a ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel cars by as early as 2025, as Australia struggles to curb its rising carbon emissions. Stephanie March reports.
Just past the Blue Mountains west of Sydney at the annual Oberon Show, the Ute Muster is well underway. The organiser is Roscoe Sullivan.
We got 36 Utes, which is a really good roll-up. We've had one bloke travel 10 hours from Inverell to come all the way to Oberon for the show. It's a good day. People spend a lot of time on their cars, as you can see.
He's not kidding. The Utes are covered in flags and stickers. One even has pink glitter painted on the tyres. But they do produce a lot of carbon emissions.
Well, I'm a bricklayer, so I need something that holds weight. Specialised suspension holds 1.2 tonne.
Do you know how it is in terms of pollution, carbon pollution?
Oh, it's probably not all that good.
In many other countries, people are buying more fuel-efficient cars, but here, big gas guzzlers are still very popular. Rowan Lund is the CEO of the NRMA.
We're a big country with a big driving culture, and particularly in outer suburban areas and the regions, we like big cars. So SUVs are certainly the largest selling cars in this country.
Transport makes up about 19% of Australia's overall carbon emissions, and they've been rising steadily for decades. In a bid to cut emissions from cars, other countries like the UK and France are planning to ban the sale of new diesel and petrol cars by 2040. Mr. Lund says Australia should do the same.
I think the Australian market's got a bit of catching up to do from where we are at the moment. So if anything, our targets here need to be a bit more aggressive than what we're seeing in other markets. So I would expect to start seeing targets that are between 2025, 2030 for banning petrol-driven cars in this country.
Transport's not the only area where Australia's struggling to make meaningful emissions cuts. Since 2015, the government's been using taxpayer money to buy carbon abatement through the Emissions Reduction Fund by funding activities like tree planting. So far, the fund has bought 193 million tonnes of carbon abatement, which will be delivered in coming years. But new modelling by carbon market analysts Reputex finds that by 2030, those gains will be completely wiped out by the projected growth in emissions from industry. Reputex's executive director is Hugh Grossman.
We need to have a cap on industry emissions so that what the Emissions Reduction Fund purchases actually becomes an emissions reduction. At this point, the Emissions Reduction Fund is buying abatement, but it's only sort of running to stand still to catch up with what industry emissions are doing.
The government recently announced an extra $2 billion for the Emissions Reduction Fund. But Reputex's modelling shows industry emissions are likely to keep growing at a pace that will negate gains from the fund.
As it stands, is it a waste of money?
Look, arguably it is. You know, it's certainly a lot of money to be spending just to get emissions back to zero.
Reputex Executive Director Hugh Grossman ending that report from Stephanie March. And you can see Stephanie's story on Four Corners tonight at 8:30.